Manaus, opera, pink dolphins, and the middle of nowhere. An opera house in the middle of the jungle, and the place where two great rivers meet without mixing. Manaus is a destination that feels significantly removed from the rest of the world. Manaus is a city that should not, by conventional logic, exist on the scale that it does. It is a massive urban center, located over 1,000 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, surrounded in every direction by the dense canopy of the Amazon rainforest. To reach it by water requires a journey of several days or even weeks, moving against the current of the world's largest river system. It is a destination that carries a sense of isolation and grandeur simultaneously. A place where the infrastructure of a modern city is constantly being reminded of the power of the natural world surrounding it. The city rose to global prominence during the late 19th century, during the rubber boom. For a brief period, Manaus was one of the wealthiest cities in the world, fueled by the extraction of latex from the surrounding forests. This era of extreme wealth left behind an architectural legacy that feels strikingly out of place in a tropical environment. While the rubber boom eventually collapsed, the city survived and has since evolved into a significant industrial and scientific hub, serving as the primary jumping-off point for anyone looking to explore the interior of the Amazon. The river system and the meeting of the waters. The identity of Manaus is inseparable from its rivers. The city sits on the banks of the Rio Negro, just a few miles from where it joins the Solimões River to form the Amazon River. This confluence is one of the most famous natural phenomena in South America, known as the meeting of the waters. The Rio Negro is dark, almost like black coffee, due to the high concentration of organic acids from decaying vegetation. The Solimões is a light sandy brown color because of the heavy sediment it carries from the Andes Mountains. Because the two rivers have different temperatures, speeds, and densities, they do not mix immediately. Instead, they flow side by side in the same channel for several miles, creating a clear and startling line between the black and brown water. Most visitors take a boat tour to see this line up close, and it is common to feel the temperature difference by simply placing a hand in the water on either side of the boat. Logistics and practical movement. Manaus is a hot and humid city, and navigating it requires a bit more patience than a typical European or North American destination. The air is heavy, and rain showers can appear and disappear in a matter of minutes. Taxis and rideshares. For moving around the city, app-based rideshare services and traditional taxis are the most practical option. They are affordable and offer the necessary relief of air conditioning. Traffic in the city center can be dense, so it is wise to allow more time than you think you need for even short trips. Walking. While the historic center is relatively compact, the heat makes long-distance walking difficult for many visitors. The sidewalks can be uneven, and the humidity level means that physical exertion is much more tiring than in a temperate climate. It is best to use a vehicle to get to a specific neighborhood and then explore that small area on foot. River transport. In Manaus, the river is the main highway. Much of the local life happens on the water. If you are heading to the jungle lodges or the various river beaches like Ponta Negra, you will likely spend time on a motorized canoe or a larger regional riverboat. These boats are the lifeblood of the region, carrying everything from produce to entire families between the remote river communities and the city. The architectural heritage, a gilded age in the jungle. The primary legacy of the rubber boom is the architecture found in the historic center of the city. During the height of the wealth, the local barons spared no expense to bring European luxury to the heart of the rainforest. Teatro Amazonas, the Amazon Theater. This is the undisputed landmark of Manaus. Opened in 1896, the opera house was built using materials imported from all over Europe. The roofing tiles came from Alsace, the marble stairs from Italy, and the steel walls from England. The dome is covered in 36,000 decorated ceramic tiles, painted in the colors of the Brazilian flag. Even if you do not attend a performance, taking a guided tour of the interior is essential to see the level of detail, including the Murano glass chandeliers and the hand-painted stage curtains. Mercado Adolfo Lisboa. This municipal market sits right on the edge of the Rio Negro. It was built in the early 1880s and was heavily inspired by the Lace Halls market in Paris. The metallic structure was actually prefabricated in Europe and shipped to Manaus. Today it is a bustling center where you can find everything from fresh Amazonian fish like tambaqui to traditional indigenous medicines and local handicrafts. It is a sensory experience that provides a direct link to the daily life and history of the region. Palacio Rio Negro. This was originally the private residence of a German rubber baron before becoming the seat of the state government. It is now a cultural center and museum. The building is a perfect example of the opulent residential style of the late 19th century, featuring grand rooms and dark wood finishes that contrast with the bright tropical sun outside. Nature and science within the city. You do not necessarily have to travel deep into the primary forest to experience the biodiversity of the Amazon. Manaus has several significant green spaces within its borders. MUSA, Museum of the Amazon. Located in the Adolfo Duque Forest Reserve on the outskirts of the city, MUSA is a large area of primary forest dedicated to education and research. The highlight for most visitors is the 42-meter observation tower. Climbing to the top takes you above the canopy, providing a perspective on the vastness of the forest that is impossible to get from the ground. The museum also features exhibits on orchids, snakes, and the various indigenous cultures of the region. Bosque da Ciência, managed by the National Institute for Amazonian Research. This park is a great place to see some of the region's most famous residents in a more controlled environment. You can see manatees, giant otters, and various species of monkeys. It is a research facility first and a park second, which means the focus is on conservation and the scientific understanding of the Amazonian ecosystem. The culinary experience. The food in Manaus is unlike anything else in Brazil. Because of its location, the cuisine is heavily based on the resources provided by the river and the forest. Amazonian fish. Fish is the staple of the local diet. The tambaqui is perhaps the most famous, often served grilled as ribs. It is a large, fatty fish that has a flavor and texture more similar to pork than most ocean fish. Other popular choices include tucunaré and pirarucu, the latter being one of the largest freshwater fish in the world. Local ingredients. You will encounter fruits and flavors here that are rarely seen outside of the Amazon. Açaí is a local staple, often eaten savory with fried fish rather than as a sweet dessert. Tacacá is a traditional soup made from tucupi, a yellow broth extracted from manioc, dried shrimp, and jambu, a leaf that causes a slight numbing sensation on the tongue. It is usually served in a gourd and is a classic evening meal in the city. Practical considerations. Manaus is a city that requires a level of physical and logistical preparation. The sun is extremely direct, and the humidity is constant. High-quality sun protection, breathable clothing, and a steady intake of water are non-negotiable. Regarding safety, like any large Brazilian city, it is important to stay in well-populated areas and avoid displaying expensive items or large amounts of cash. The historic center around the Opera House is generally well-patrolled during the day, but it is always wise to use a taxi or rideshare service after dark, rather than walking between neighborhoods. The currency is the Brazilian real. While major hotels and restaurants accept international credit cards, having local currency is necessary for smaller shops and markets. English is not as widely spoken as in Rio de Janeiro or Sao Paulo, though staff in the major museums and tourist sites usually speak some English. Learning a few basic Portuguese phrases will significantly improve your ability to navigate the city and interact with the local residents. Manaus is a place of extremes. It is a city that was built on a dream of European elegance and is now defined by the reality of life in the largest tropical forest on Earth. It is not always an easy destination to visit, but it is one that offers a level of insight into the relationship between humans and nature that you cannot find anywhere else. whether you are standing in the ornate hall of the Opera House or watching the dark water of the Rio Negro slide past, Manaus leaves you with a profound sense of the scale and complexity of the Amazon. An opera house in the middle of the Amazon, built by rubber barons who paved the driveway with rubber so the carriages would not disturb the performance. Some places are worth the journey just to see if they are real.